This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby in for Virginia Prescott. There's no doubt that Olympian Michael Phelps is retiring a very wealthy man. Endorsements from Under Armour, Speedo, and Louis Vuitton have left him with an estimated net worth of around $55 million. But endorsements aside, Michael is also the owner of another veritable gold mine, namely his 23 gold medals. Here to speak with us about the worth of Olympic gold medals is Jacob Bogage. Jacob covers business, technology, and finance for The Washington Post. And Jacob, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Taylor, good to be with you.
So if you took them just as an object, you know, you stripped away the context, how much are Olympic gold medals actually worth in just, say, scrap metal?
So in scrap metal, not as much as you would think. This year at Rio, we're looking at about a 500-gram medal. It's the heaviest medal ever awarded at a Summer Games. Only 1% of that is gold. The rest of that's an alloy of silver and copper, which basically means these are about $600 worth of scrap metal.
Of course, the price of gold has been going up, especially since Brexit. You know, so, I mean, maybe you just stick with it and give it a few years, and maybe that'll be, what, topping 1,000?
Yeah, we'll find out. Gold has definitely gone up since Brexit. I'm staring down at my notes here, and it's a great time to hold precious metals. Gold is up 8% since Brexit. It's trading at about $1,300 an ounce, about $47 a gram. So if you take that and apply it to Rio, that means there's about 5 or 6 grams in every gold medal. So that's a lot of gold, and it's worth quite a bit.
Okay, so worth quite a bit, but still maybe not worth it for an Olympian to, say, take their medals to a cash for gold place at the mall, because there's actually a lot of worth as collector's items.
Yeah, that's right. You're not going to want to sell these at cash for gold, but you might want to put them up at auction. If Michael Phelps were to sell his collection of medals, he would get millions upon millions of dollars for them. But then, of course, he is the most awarded Olympian in the history of the Games. But Olympic medals typically sell, when they do go to auction, for about $30,000. Famously, Ukrainian boxer Vladimir Klitschko in 1994 sold his medal in 2012 for $1 million. Mark Wells, a member of the U.S. Miracle on Ice hockey team in 1980, sold his medal in 2002 for $40,000. So those are doing pretty well. But if you look at one gold medal that's up for sale right now, it's a 1996 diving medal for the Games in Berlin. That's a really, really important Olympic Games. You think about the Third Reich being in power, Jesse Owens, you know, being an African-American athlete, winning a gold medal in front of Hitler's regime. That's a really important Games. As scrap, that medal today is only worth about $100. But we expect it to sell at auction for about $20,000. So these things do appreciate over time, especially if they're from important events.
It almost seems to me like you're trying to put a value to the level of history, but that's such a strange thing to do. You know, how do you compare the value of, say, a Michael Phelps medal to this other thing that happened decades ago and fits in a context of world wars and these sorts of things? You know, it's a very tricky sort of calculus, isn't it?
It is really tricky, but that gets us into the broader world of sports memorabilia trading, right? These things, what you and I might think of them, Taylor, are very different than what collectors think of them. I don't have the money to go out and throw at these kind of gold medals or maybe NBA or NFL championship rings, but collectors do. And if you really like the Pittsburgh Steelers and there's a Pittsburgh Steelers and a NFL Super Bowl ring up for auction, you might put a high price on that and be willing to spend a lot of money. It all depends on the market. What does help Olympic gold medals is that not a lot of these things get sold. When they do get sold, it's generally for charity. So what I mentioned earlier, Vladimir Klitschko, that $1 million all went to charity. Mark Wells, the $40,000 for his 1980 gold medal, went towards a back surgery he needed.
Well, getting back to Phelps for a second, you know, there's this one principle about collector's value that I sort of remember from my comic book collection days. And it's that, you know, you want something to be rare and in demand to have a high value. And I'm wondering, has Phelps ruined the value of his medals by getting so many of them?
Actually, yes, he has. 22 medals, 22 gold medals, you know, in the grand scheme of all the gold medals out there, it's not a ton, right? But for one athlete, it is a lot. If you got a Michael Phelps gold medal from Athens and you have one of them, congratulations, there are 21 others floating around out there. It is more commodified in the collecting world because there's so many of them. Now, if you were to own medal number 22, and I forget what event that was, but the event that clinched the all-time gold medal record for Michael Phelps, or if you were to have his first gold medal, those would be worth more than others because of the events they're from. But on the whole, these certainly have been commodified in the collecting world, and that hurts.
Of course, this is all entirely hypothetical, isn't it, Jacob?
Yeah, exactly. Michael Phelps has not indicated he wants to sell any of these medals. Not a lot of Olympians have noted they want to sell a lot of these medals. The kind of sports awards we do see floating around are going to be NBA or NFL, even NHL or Major League Baseball championship rings. A lot more people than players get these. Coaches get these. Folks in the front office get these rings. And sometimes they don't want to hold on to them. But when it comes to Olympic medals, these things are really rare, and there's certainly no indication that Michael Phelps is going to be parting with any of his.
Yeah. I think it would be maybe a silly move, given that he doesn't really need the cash.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Jacob, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Taylor, thank you. Have a great day.
Jacob Bogage covers business, technology, and finance for The Washington Post. You can find a link to his article, How Much Are Michael Phelps' Gold Medals Really Worth? The link is at wordofmouthradio.org.